Hello and welcome to Insight, Visibility Scotland's twice yearly newsletter. Our winter 2026 issue features uplifting and inspiring stories involving our service users. We hope you enjoy this Winter Warmers edition. We start the newsletter with a word from me, the Chief Exec at Visibility Scotland. Hello, I'm Laura Walker, honoured to be the Chief Executive of Visibility Scotland, your local and national vision impairment charity. As an organisation, we are led by our values. These values are the bright stars that guide us, ensuring we deliver services that truly meet our community's needs. Our values are: we always listen, we are collaborative, innovative and courageous. We are very proud of the partnerships we have launched and strengthened in 2025. Collaboration connects services and extends reach. The spirit of partnership was powerfully demonstrated in June when we supported Humanitex, an accessible non-profit ticketing platform that reinvests profits in social good, in launching here in Scotland. Humanitex shares our vision for an inclusive and accessible world where everyone can participate. Innovation has always shaped our year. In 2025, we launched two new programmes, a stroke and vision impairment cycling training programme and a self-defence and wellbeing project. These initiatives reinforce what we know to be true: you don't need sight to have vision. We have been bold and courageous in shaping the future. This year, we supported the design and launch of a brand new postgraduate professional vision impairment rehabilitation course, transforming the professional landscape and improving access and outcomes for vision impaired and blind people. Our commitment to inclusivity extends well beyond our services. We continue to educate society, locally and nationally, about accessibility and the practical changes that enhance independence for people with vision impairment. Last year, we listened and we acted. We provided one-to-one support to more than 3,000 vision impaired and blind people, ensuring they received personalised, meaningful help when they needed it most. We believe our charity's impact is life-changing, but we can only do what we do because of your support. Your trust and commitment enable us to continue our work, delivering impactful services and standing alongside you every step of the way. On behalf of Visibility Scotland, I would like to thank you for your trust and continued support. I hope our winter newsletter shines a warm light on this year's successes and your inspiring stories. I'm now going to share some service users' stories, and we will start with Amy's bowling success. Within the Insight newsletter, we have a picture of Amy and her mum, Janine, and they are on a bowling lawn. Amy is holding a ball in a starting position whilst Janine directs her. When Amy Buck, a community member in Dumfries and Galloway, lost her sight at the age of 20, she got involved in vision impaired bowling and quickly found her stride. Amy travels three times per week to train and compete with the support of her mum, Janine, who also directs her when bowling and has achieved several successes through her dedication and hard work. In 2023, Amy won the Vision Impaired Bowler Scotland Area Competition. In 2024, she took first place in a Bowls Scotland Para Test event against Ireland and came second in the Scottish Singles Championships for her classification. This year, she's been selected for the International Blind Bowls Association World Championships, which takes place in New Zealand in 2027. and the Bowls Scotland National Championship in the ladies' para singles. Amy's most recent accomplishment is being shortlisted as Dumfries and Galloway Life magazine's Sports Person of the Year. We'll be cheering Amy on here at Visibility Scotland in all her future endeavours. We are in no doubt that her success to date is just the beginning. The next story I'm going to share is Caroline, who aims to become the first deafblind person to summit Mount Everest. And we have a lovely picture of Caroline at the Everest base camp in May 2023. Caroline is wearing a blue top, sunglasses and a head wrap, and she stands smiling with Mount Everest in the background. And what a backdrop that is. Caroline, also known as Carolina Pacinati, was born hard of hearing and while at university received a diagnosis of Usher syndrome, a progressive genetic condition that causes deaf blindness. Determined to make her mark, Caroline first discovered a love for mountaineering only 6 or so years ago, after being introduced to it by a family friend. In May 2023, Caroline trekked to Everest Base Camp as part of a deaf group. By chance, she met another group of deaf climbers aiming to be the first deaf people to reach the summit. When Caroline realised that no deaf-blind person had ever done it, she decided she would be the first. In preparation for the attempt on Everest, Caroline has completed a marathon, an ultramarathon, the Three Peaks in 24 Hours Challenge, and the Mera Peak. Caroline recently returned home from climbing Himlung, Himal and Nepal. She's done all of this whilst completing her PhD in computer science, becoming Dr. Caroline in autumn 2025. Caroline aims to summit Mount Everest in May this year. You can also hear Caroline's story in her own words on an up-and-coming ICANN podcast, which will launch this winter. She also gave a talk to some of the young people and community members. It was inspiring to hear her resilience, determination and passion for helping the world better understand sensory impairment. If you'd like to learn more about Caroline and follow her journey, her website is deafblindeverestproject.com. I'll repeat that, deafblindeverestproject, all one word, .com. The next story I'm going to share is a letter from Thomas to Glasglow. In October last year, a group of our young people attended Glasglow, an autumnal light show and interactive experience in Glasgow's Botanic Gardens. This was thanks in no small part to the efforts of a 13-year-old Thomas Wiley. Thomas took it upon himself to write to Glasglow, not for himself, but to give his fellow vision-impaired young people the opportunity to attend the event he loves. We've reprinted Thomas's letter in our Insight newsletter. Dear Glasglow, my name is Thomas Wiley. I am 13 years old and I have a visual impairment. I go to a charity called Visibility Scotland, where many people like me go. Sometimes blind people go too. They have cooking classes, music sessions, gaming workshops, meditation, art, and they're going to introduce yoga. Visibility Scotland is a local charity for kids and adults who are visually impaired or blind. You can find it around St George's Cross. They also have family support. Visibility Scotland is one of my favourite places to go. Everyone there is friendly, funny and kind. They just want to have a good time. Every time I go, I forget all my worries and just have fun. Everyone that I've met has had a great time. They supply Domino's pizza before any class. They do all this for free. No payments required, none at all. Everyone that goes will really appreciate your financial support. You would make young people feel very happy. Yours sincerely, Thomas Wiley. Following Thomas's letter, Visibility Scotland was given Glasgow tickets for the young people in our ICAN Children and Young People project, alongside invitations to the community preview night. The young people who attended had a fantastic time exploring the exhibits and soaking up the atmosphere. Highlights included roasting marshmallows by the fire, popping giant fog-filled bubbles, and the interactive light-up slinky tunnel. A huge thank you from Visibility Scotland to Thomas for his letter to Glasgow and everyone involved in this generous donation. We have two pictures in the newsletter, and the first one is of Thomas smiling whilst holding a Nintendo Switch controller. And the next is of three young people with a Visibility Scotland staff member whilst they are at the Glasgow pumpkin-themed exhibit. Janet's game-changing Meta Ray-Bans. Within the newsletter, we have a lovely picture of Janet in the Woodlands Allotment Gardens. Janet smiles while gardening wearing her Meta Ray-Ban glasses. Janet first heard about the new Meta Ray-Bans from her son, who had been researching technology that might support her independence. Janet went with him to a shop to try them out. After trying the glasses, Janet knew that she wanted to purchase them as soon as possible. However, her children were frustratingly evasive whenever she asked for help going to the shop. Eventually, Janet decided she had waited long enough and went to the shop herself. However, the staff refused to order the glasses for her, claiming they were out of stock. Janet couldn't believe it. Never in her life had she heard the like. Janet called her daughter, angry at the treatment she'd received in the shop. It was then that her daughter came clean. She had purchased the glasses as a present for Janet's birthday and had roped the shop staff in on the surprise. After a good laugh, Janet got her glasses on her birthday and her life changed. This is a quote from Janet. "I hadn't read a book for 2 years because of my sight. I just couldn't read the print at all. Now I'm reading again. I have the glasses, read me one page at a time, and it works brilliantly." Not only has Janet started reading books again, but she's also cooking more. With the Meta Ray-Bans, she's able to read ingredient labels and recipes, navigate the cooker and oven settings, and make her favourite dishes, including lasagna, soup, and steak pie. Here's another quote from Janet. "One of my favourite things to do is to look at my bird feeder and have the glasses tell me what kinds of birds are visiting my garden." Janet revealed, before developing macular degeneration, she loved bird watching at her home. Now she's able to enjoy it once again. She's also been using the glasses to help her navigate public transport through reading bus numbers, something that previously caused a number of challenges. The next thing Janet plans to do with her glasses is to take them out to a restaurant and have them read the menu to her, something she hasn't been able to do herself in quite some time. When asked for advice on assistive technology, Janet encouraged others considering it not to be intimidated and to give new things a try. We have another quote from Janet. "It's amazing what technology can do these days. It's really opened up my life." And within the newsletter, we have another picture of Janet wearing her Ray-Ban glasses while standing in the community garden. The next story is Cycling Toward Independence: How Our ICAN Cycle Programme Empowers Stroke Survivors. Stroke is one of the leading causes of disability in the UK. More than half of stroke survivors experience some form of neurological visual change. One of the more common vision changes is homonymous hemianopia, where the brain ignores part of the visual field. For someone with right-sided hemianopia, for example, anything on the right-hand side simply doesn't exist. Everyday tasks like crossing a road or cooking a meal can suddenly become quite challenging. For some time now, our team has been training people with visual field loss to use compensatory scanning strategies. Scanning training gives people practical techniques to increase awareness of their surroundings while walking and navigating day-to-day life. We've taken things a step further by developing a unique cycling program in collaboration with Cycling Scotland, specifically for people with neurological visual field loss. Earlier this summer, we piloted our new iCan Cycle program, which enabled stroke survivors to experience cycling safely. These results were incredible. By applying the same scanning principles, we had participants riding safely and rediscovering an essential aspect of their independence. And within the newsletter, we have a picture with three program participants cycling in Kelvin Grove Park alongside Ali from Visibility Scotland and Nina from Cycling Scotland. We're now actively seeking funding and community partners to expand the program's reach by offering regular sessions. By combining neurovisual rehabilitation with cycling, we're helping stroke survivors not only rebuild confidence, but also reconnect with their communities and rediscover independence. As one participant put it, "I'd forgotten just how much fun biking could be. Just because you're vision impaired doesn't mean you can't do it. You've just got to find confidence and get out there." If you'd like support or learn more about our iCan Cycle, please visit the Visibility Scotland website or call our number on 0800 987 1087. How you can help. Visibility Scotland is a national charity. We support anyone living with a visual impairment across Scotland. Last year, we supported 3,189 people. We want to do more, but we need your help. Every donation, big or small, helps us provide our life-changing support services. You can donate today by phoning 0800 987 1087 or by emailing our info@visibilityscotland.org.uk email or by visiting our website at visibilityscotland.org.uk. On behalf of Visibility Scotland, I want to give a heartfelt thank you for your continued support. I look forward to speaking to you soon when I share our next Insight newsletter. Take care.